Now, I'd turn it back over to the Scientific Committee Chair for 3.2.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will now deal with Agenda 3.2, Western North Pacific Common Minke Whales. And Mr. Chair, you will find the relevant text on pages 45, the lower left column, and in our Annex G1 to the Scientific Committee report. You will recall that we are in the process of undertaking an in-depth assessment of Western North Pacific minke whales with a special reference to what is known as the J-stock. The first topic that the committee discussed was stock structure. One of the difficulties facing the in-depth assessment is the apparent complexity of the population structure of common minke whales in the waters around Japan. There are at least four stock structure hypotheses, and possibly more, as you can see. In order to try to clarify this, we were pleased to receive information of additional studies by our Japanese and Korean colleagues. It is our hope that after the results from the advised intersessional work and from the Japan 2 review that I will tell you about later, the committee might be in a position to clarify stock structure issues next year. However, there is still a lack of information from areas 10 and 11, and the committee reiterated its strong recommendation that the Russian Federation be requested as a matter of priority to give permission for biopsy samples to be taken during surveys in these waters. And the sub-areas are shown in the map on page 46 of our report. We then turn our attention towards the topic of distribution and abundance. I will be referring to the sub-areas by number, and as I mentioned, you can find those in the map on page 46. The committee reviewed a series of abundance estimates from Korean surveys, as you can see on page 46, left column and top right column. These estimates were not corrected for GeoNaut. In essence, not correcting for GeoNaut means that it's assumed that all animals on the track line of the vessel, even if they are underwater, are seen by the observers. This is almost certainly not the case, and it means that the abundance estimate will be underestimates. There are a number of experimental ways in which we can try to correct for that if the appropriate data are collected. In addition, distance and angle experiments carried out have not been incorporated into this analysis, and the committee recommended that this be done. Further, the committee noted that block boundaries and coverage within blocks changed from year to year, and recommended that data from Korean surveys in Area 6 be analyzed in as consistent manner as possible in order to obtain trends in abundance over time. The committee also welcomed new abundance estimates for Japanese waters in sub-area 6 and 10 and from Russian waters of sub-area 10. The committee provided some advice on further work on page 47, and in particular we are looking to consolidate all of the work on abundance estimate to date, and we have established a working group to assist this work. We were also pleased to receive news of further surveys in the region, and were especially pleased to hear of the cooperation between Korean and Chinese researchers. We then turn our attention to issues related to bycatch. I would like particularly to draw your attention to right-hand column on page 47, and the concern expressed about the continued high levels of reported bycatches of common minke whales from the J-stock and other coastal populations, as well as recent suspicion of illegal takes from the J-stock. This completes my report on your agenda item on Western North Pacific common minke whales, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Any comments? Korea. Mexico. U.S. See these, Russian Federation. There's one there, the other one. Can you hear that? See that? I can mix it. The one right back there.
I'm not sure who that is. I think it's the U.S.
No, I'm going to use the U.K.
We've got to read that out of this.
Okay, we all having difficulty seeing, so let me tell you what I have. Korea, Mexico, U.S., Russian Federation, U.K.
Australia. Japan.
Okay, we'll start through this list then. Korea followed by Mexico. Korea.
Thank you, Chair. My delegation would like to thank the chair of the scientific committee and the members who participated in this in-depth assessment of minke whale. This work is utmost important for conservation and management of the species in the region and the various issues to be addressed in Korea. In this regard, Korea has made every effort, not only for providing data for the work of scientific committee, sending the expanded number of scientists, but also for enhancing cooperation with the Western North Pacific countries through co-work and joint survey. However, there are still many difficulties to overcome in the scientific activities. Korea will continue to make effort to contribute to build scientific basis for the convention committed by the IWC and member state. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. Mexico followed by the U.S.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Mr. Chairman, we are very much concerned about the situation of the J-stock, and we're even more concerned that we have a combination of factors for the future of this stock. On the one hand, we are concerned that we have no data, or we stand to be corrected by the chair of the scientific committee as to whether there are data on angles and distances for a good abundance estimate. And at the same time, there seems to be that we are assuming G-naught. This, in addition to the constant increase in bycatch of stock J, of J stock, we believe places this stock in a very difficult position, and our situation, our delegation would like to see these points clarified. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Does the chair like to respond to Mexico?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Scientific Committee is in the process of doing an in-depth assessment. Therefore, at this stage, we are collating data for the in-depth assessment. And these efforts we have reported on this year shows good progress towards an in-depth assessment. There are still some data we do need. We need abundance data from some areas, and we need to understand better the stock structure. But we are in a much better position this year to understand the population than we was a few years ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. U.S., followed by Russian Federation.
Thank you, Chair. The U.S. would like to associate itself with the comments from Mexico. The U.S. also remains concerned about the status of J-stock and other stocks in the Western North Pacific. These whales continue to be taken as bycatch in both Korean and Japanese waters. The scientific committee considered one paper that estimated the bycatch in Korean waters to be 1.8 times the reported numbers. In addition, the U.S. remains concerned over the question of stock structure off the Pacific coast of Japan. More research is needed on stock structure, and we note the scientific committee strongly recommended that the commission request the Russian Federation to give permission for biopsy samples to be taken during surveys in Russian waters. We also note that the scientific committee encouraged China and the Republic of Korea to collaborate to conduct sighting surveys. We believe this work is important to the scientific committee's understanding of J-stock and other stocks of minke whales in the North Pacific. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. Russian Federation, followed by U.K.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this is our first intervention.
Правительство Чили, жители города Сантьяго за хороший прием, хорошую организацию встречи.
We'd like to thank the government of Chile and the people of Santiago for a well-organized and a very warm reception.
И секретариат за трудную и хорошую работу по подготовке этого заседания.
We'd also like to thank the secretariat for the very good preparation for a very difficult meeting.
Господин председатель, на 45-й странице есть рекомендация, чтобы Российская Федерация сделала приоритет выдачи разрешения на биопсию.
Mr. Chairman, on page 45 there is a the statement that says there's a strong recommendation that the Russian Federation be requested to, as a matter of priority, to give permission for biopsy samples to be taken during surveys. In order for us to give out these kind of permissions, somebody has to ask for the permission.
В соответствии с национальным законодательством такой запрос должен поступить в Министерство иностранных дел за 6 месяцев.
In accordance to the regulations, such a request needs to get to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs 6 months in advance.
И мы рассмотрим в этот период такое обращение.
And we do consider those kind of requests in that period.
Поэтому мне кажется излишним напоминать России о том, что в чем-то должна делать Россия приоритет. Мы следуем законодательству и интересам изучения китов.
So it's a little extra to remind Russia, we do things in the manner of the law, and we do follow the priority of scientific research in regards to whale populations.
Пожалуйста, все желающие изучать китов, следуйте российскому законодательству.
Please, anybody who wants to study whales, follow Russian regulations.
Спасибо, господин президент.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russian Federation. UK, followed by Australia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since this is my first intervention in the Commission proper, I would like to thank the government of Chile for their very fine hospitality and for all the effort they've put into hosting this conference. Should the conference not prove a success, it certainly won't be Chile's fault. I would like, I can be very brief really, because the US have said everything that I might reasonably have said about J-stock. We remain deeply concerned about the levels of bycatch, and we feel that the whole problem of stock structure needs to be addressed before we could consider any kind of operation that might impact on those stocks. I'll put it no more clearly than that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Australia, followed by Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since this is the first time that I have addressed the Commission as well, I would like to thank the government of Chile on behalf of Australia for hosting the 60th annual meeting of the International Whaling Commission and appreciate all their efforts. Concerning Western North Pacific common minke whales, Australia would like to express our deep concern for the conservation status of coastal minke whale populations in the Northwest Pacific. We note that despite expressions of concern for over a number of years from the IWC, total mortality of these animals has continued to escalate over the past decade. Catches include directed hunts as part of lethal whaling under special permit, and alarmingly high levels of bycatch in, as others have referenced, Japanese and Korean waters. In addition to the comments from Mexico and the U.S. and the concern that they share, Australia would like to call for action on two fronts. First, every national and international effort should be made to dramatically reduce catches of coastal minke whales in this region, including a call to cease takes under special permit and to decrease illegal hunts and, of course, bycatch rates. Secondly, there is a serious need to enhance our scientific knowledge of these poorly understood populations. Improved and coordinated abundance estimates are required, and all genetic samples, including those acquired from bycatch, should be made freely available for genetic analysis. Only with these efforts can the IWC Scientific Committee provide appropriate advice to this commission on the already serious conservation status of these populations, and we share the concerns of others and look forward to more effort from the Scientific Committee in this regard. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Australia. Japan, followed by Nicaragua.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. First of all, again, let me thank the Chair of the Scientific Committee again for a very excellent presentation about this particular issue. I'd like to draw attention that Japan has been conducting very extensive studies in this area, both non-lethal and lethal way. We are proud that we are conducting most extensive sighting survey in Sea of Japan and the Pacific side and also part of Ohotsk Sea in order to provide more information about this stock. And this should be confirmed, but this is well known by the participants of a scientific committee. I also like to thank the Russian government that has provided us opportunity to conduct sighting survey in their waters. The report of scientific committee might sound like we have not conducted any research activities, but we did. My government sent application to the Russian government, and the sighting survey has been approved several times in the past. Unfortunately, for some years, the arrangement was not successful. We only like to have a constant sighting survey, and we will submit the application in accordance with Russian regulations and Russian rules. Again, I'd like to thank Russian government for the past cooperation, and like to express our desire that our cooperation will become constant in the future years. About the bycatch, in case of Japan, the bycatch is by a coastal set net. That means the fishermen are setting a net in the coastal water very close to from the shore and waiting for the fish. And the number of set nets along Japanese coastal waters and also the size of a set net have been almost the same for the last 30 years or even declining. So our scientists are also wondering why we have made more bycatch than the past. In the sense of a fisheries assessment, this is a constant fisheries effort but increased catch. And we will not be in a hurry to make any decision or conclusion about this, but I like to emphasize that the scientific committee has decided to collect the time series data over bycatch as one of the most important data to analyze this interesting phenomenon. And we will cooperate in collecting the information and analyzing data in the future scientific committee meeting. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Nicaragua.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This is the first time I take the floor. Therefore, the delegation of the Republic of Nicaragua would like to greet this 60th meeting of the IWC. This meeting is occurring at the time that planet Earth is immersed in a crisis, several crises at the same time. Thus the importance of this meeting, of this convention. We have an energy crisis. We have a food crisis. We have climate crisis. As a result of the bad management of our Earth system, producing carbon dioxide with negative effects on climate, and with this, ecological disasters, disasters in our ecosystems. That is why the importance of this convention. Nicaragua would like to thank each one of the delegates present. On the other hand, we wanted to add our voice to the brief statement expressing concern by the delegate from Australia. Our comments are very similar. While sitting here, we're asking ourselves, with all of the advanced technology that is available, with the technologies where you can see an ant walk from space, when we know that the technologies of the countries that are represented here, this technology is available. And just to give you an example, an illegal going into the U.S. Is detected by satellite immediately, and they hunt him down. Right now, the world must have on hand, or should have on hand, how many whales we have in each species. Perhaps it is contained in this document, but the fact that we received this 1 hour ago, well, if it is there, we apologize. But the truth is that we should have a dossier on hand that would give us an approximate figure of the number that we need in order to make contributions. Finally, Mr. Chairman, because we are immersed in this world crisis, we would like to publicly say that our delegation is here to seek consensus. We are here to look for solutions that will help us mitigate this crisis somewhat. We need consensus that would help us get out of this crisis rather than add to it. That is why we wanted to say in our first contribution, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you, Nicaragua. Seeing no other... Peter, do you want the floor again? Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. My delegation would like to respond the view raised from the distinguished delegation of the United States on the amount of bycatch. Then you can see the and progress report of Korea. The bycatch showed no trend of whether it increased or not. It almost a constant or opportunistic trend. But as the United States mentioned, 1.8 times higher than reported catch is something confusing. Bycatch is not bycatch. There's some amount of number is from the whale meat entering market. It's not bycatch. So I would say Korean bycatch number is correct. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Seeing no other requests for the floor, the Commission notes the Scientific Committee report and endorses any recommendations. I think due to the fact that we're getting ready to start agenda item 3.3, Southern Hemisphere humpbacks, I think this is a good stopping point for lunch. Please be back in time to get to work by 2:30, a little over 2 hours. So let's be at the table and ready to go. Thank you.